Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
The NBA season is mere months away, and every year around this time, NBA referees host a special orientation to inform the rookies about the importance of maintaining a relationship with the officials. It's their way of telling the players, we're not your enemies, we're your colleagues. Scott and I caught up with veteran referees Dave Dugerton and James Naismith as they granted us exclusive access to record this year's player referee orientation.
And James Naismith, give him a hand, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. My name is James Naismith. I'm not, of course, you guys all know the creator of basketball. His name was Dr. James Naismith. I'm not a doctor, and while my passion is basketball, no relation. Right, Dave?
No relation. Just a lucky coincidence.
Yeah, completely lucky.
And I'm Dave Dugerton, and together we will be talking to you NBA rookies about the upcoming NBA season and what to expect from us as referees and what we expect from you as players.
Yeah, that's right. And I bet you're coming into the NBA right now and you're probably thinking to yourself, you know, oh, there's this animosity between the refs and the players. This, you know, this conflict, this, you know, this juxtaposition. But we don't necessarily see it that way.
That's right.
Oh, I got a question.
Oh, oh. Great.
Yes. Hey, Glenn Rogerson.
Yeah.
Rookie, right?
Yeah.
Out of Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long into the league till you guys give us our move? You know, like Jordan got his 2.5 steps about 3 years in, and Ewing got that pivot glide. Every marquee player in this league gets their move.
Yeah.
You know, the crossover that Iverson was getting away with after season two.
Right.
When do you guys, you know, how long do we have to pay our dues before we get our move?
I think that's you're funny. Confusing moves with measure of respect.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, that comes day one.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately.
Yep. Absolutely. You don't need to be here for 3, 5, 7 seasons before we look at you and think, hey, you're one heck of a guy. All right, Glenn, that comes immediately.
That's right. That's
but
right.
I guess I'm saying, how do I get traveling not called against me?
Okay, Glenn.
Well,
it's not going to be. Look,
let me ask you this, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like barbecues?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like barbecues?
Yeah.
I like barbecues too. Do you like going to the movies?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I like going to the movies too.
Yeah.
And it's at things like barbecues and going to the movies. That's where interpersonal relationships are really developed. You know, and I know you're a young kid. I know you're not necessarily, you know, you're probably, what, 18, 19?
19.
19 years old, Utah, right?
Tomorrow's my birthday.
And you'll be 20 tomorrow.
Mm.
Ah, where's your birthday party? Because I'd love to come.
Dave and Buster.
Dave and Buster's. Oh, great. Yep, I've celebrated there many, many a time.
I'll play some Galaga.
Yeah.
But it is about interpersonal relationships, and we just want you to know that that on the court, as opposed to going to get some barbecue or seeing some movies, on the court is where we develop those interpersonal relationships with you.
Damn.
Not for you, but with you.
With you.
And I think you'll notice that the traveling calls, the double dribble calls, the 5 seconds in the lane calls,
The technical fouls, the flagrant flouls. You know, those all, you know, they'll start to change a little bit.
Once you and I have a relationship.
I think so. I think once we've all established a relationship of trust and what's best not only for you, but for the fans.
Well, I want to invite you guys to my birthday party tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, well, we would love to come. That sounds like a lot of fun. You know, we don't get to hang out, you know. I'm a married man. Dave's a married man. We don't get to hang out a lot.
Can everybody come?
What?
Can everybody come to the party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ron Davis.
Yeah.
Ed Davis's son, right?
Yeah, you can call me Ed Jr. if you want.
There we go.
My name's really technically Ron.
Yes, 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 Ron. Good to see you, buddy.
I have a question for James.
All right.
Earlier you said that going to the movies was a way to get to know somebody, but I found movies and watching to be a really binary experience. Like just a direct one-on-one talking during it's very frowned upon, I found, in society.
I don't think you mean binary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's binary.
When you're sitting watching a screen, that's binary?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's a direct back and forth.
Right. I see. I understand. I understand. You're saying the binary nature of it's just, it seems like one thing, right? It's the sole purpose of this is to watch a movie.
Doesn't seem like anything is being learned.
Doesn't binary mean two?
Yeah. Screen and yourself. And anybody else sitting next to you is not going to be involved.
Anybody else confused on this binary thing?
Here's the thing.
I get it.
I think we
Yeah, man, brother. Of course, the European dude gets it.
Yeah.
Rush Deco?
Yeah.
Pipe in whenever you feel the need to. Here's the thing, Mr. Davis, Ron. Yeah, you may not talk a lot during the movie. Of course not, right? We want everyone to enjoy the movie, just like we want everyone to enjoy the game. But before that movie, you're talking about, hey, are we going to like this movie? Is this going to be a fun movie? Are we going to have a good time today?
After the movie, we're talking about
how was that movie? Did you have a good time? Did you like that movie? Was that a fun movie? Right? So you just
have
this
communication.
And then during the movie, you're feeling each other's essence, right? You might not be necessarily communicating using words. You might not be verbose, but we're certainly feeling essences.
And that's the attitude we want to take into the season, into the games, okay?
Right.
Before we might talk about a lot about what's going on with this game, how's this game going to play out? After we may talk about, hey, how'd you guys do in the game? How'd you guys as players play? How did we as referees referee? But during the game, we just feel the essences of each other, right? So maybe there's not a lot of yelling during the game. Maybe there's not a lot of screaming at each other during the game. But do know that there will be a binary dialogue between the game, between you and us. And if necessary, when something does arise, just like if the sound is off in the movie or it's too cold, you do need to say something to someone. Hey, when something's off in the game, do feel the what do you call it? The okayness?
The okayness. I do call it the okayness. Yeah.
The vibe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the vibe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can feel that vibe and you can speak with us. Should something arise, just like we'll speak with you when we think you've done something wrong, a.k.a. a foul.
Hey, what do we do if something's bullshit? If it calls bullshit.
Okay, great. This is a great...
Yeah, this is a good...
So first of all, you clap for yourselves, guys. Clap for yourselves.
Yeah.
You went to college, some of you for a year, some of you for 4 years, but you made your dreams come true, and here you are. But that word you used there...
Bullshit.
Right. Yeah. So that wouldn't necessarily be a word that I would use, right? I might use the word maybe a questionable judgment call, right? Or perhaps I might say a simple human mistake. That might be something that I would, that would be a word that I would use or a phrase that I would use. But if, let's say I did make a simple human mistake and let's say I called you for charging. Right? But you felt, personally, like...
the defender was still moving.
Exactly. Or maybe they were in the zone that you're not supposed to be in, right?
That's bullshit.
No?
Yeah, that's bullshit. If my hands are planted,
bullshit. That's what he's saying.
And I'm not moving.
Right?
That's fucking
not a,
bullshit.
That's
right?
Not a charge. That's a charge.
But what we could do... Yeah. What we could do is we could step off to the side. We could build our interpersonal relationship. We could have... A conversation.
A binary dialogue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Between the two of us.
That there is binary.
That's binary.
Dialogue is binary.
Binary, technically, language in general can be what we want it to be, right? Language evolves. And binary, I would support your cause to change the word binary. It feels like you want to change the word binary. And I would support that cause.
But just know that if you have a problem with us, hey, we get it. Things are heated during a game, all right? Yeah. Emotions run high during a game. Yeah. We get it. The cursing is going to come out. But just know that, hey, if you take a moment to breathe a little bit,
Yeah.
You might just find yourself calming down slightly, and then we can have a real dialogue, a real back and forth.
Like question for both of you.
Yeah.
I lived in Turkey for 4 years before I come here.
Yes.
And many people throw garbage, ice when you play in Turkey.
Right. I am his friend. I am just here to support him.
Very interactive. Oh. Interpreter, too. If I get stuck on word, he can help.
Yeah, I can
help.
Binary, I've already explained.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
We don't use binary much in... No. I'm Russian, but played in Turkey.
Right, yes, yes.
Question.
Yes.
Do you allow men player to equal and opposite force to fan?
What he's saying is...
Ron Artest do this.
Do you allow...
You know Ron Artest do this.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ron Artest in Detroit, he do this. He go over and he fuck people up.
Nope, yeah. We don't.
Do you do this in the NBA?
There will be no Malice in the Palace going on. Yes, there will be none of that going on
in
the season.
We got that when it happened.
That... You may have picked up the wrong lesson from that one. We don't want to be going into the stands during that. And you'll notice that Ron Artest was then suspended by the league for, I believe, almost a full season after that.
Did not know this.
Yes, definitely suspended.
Was not on Russian news. Putin controls media, so we did not get a verdict.
They show the punches, but nothing else.
Yes, he said live happily ever after in Russian sports report.
Well, that will not be happening here.
Oof. Yeah.
And not only do we not want you guys going into the stands, all right? We don't want them throwing things in here. That's the beauty of the NBA. We don't allow people to be throwing garbage or batteries from the stands as they may do in the Russian League or Eurobasket. They don't allow that.
Are you proposing as Ron again, I just wanted to say, are you proposing some kind of battery barrier to stop the batteries from hitting
us? It's a good idea. Or mesh netting. Some court in... Georgia and Chechnya have mesh netting around surface area to play and keep fans out of almost like octagon.
Right.
Say octagon.
Well, first of all, I think that we would, you know, first we would try to encourage the fans to understand the importance that batteries serve in our society, in our world. And to waste a battery is really to waste energy. Right,
batteries are for positively charging versus negatively charging a situation.
That's right.
All right, so we want to try to reduce that and not have any netting or Thunderdome-like situations set up within the arena. Right. So we're seeing if we can avoid that from the get-go and instead talk with our, much like we're going to talk with you guys, talk with our fans.
That's right.
Let them know, hey, we understand your frustration in the game. Yeah. We're feeling it too. The players are probably feeling it, depending on who's ahead or who's behind.
I wish I would have been there. I wish I would have been there. And I think that situation with Mr. Artest would have been much different.
Maybe throw smaller batteries.
They're much harder.
Batteries. Yeah. Like AAA.
No, I disagree. I have too much respect for the batteries industry.
This is unclear. So if I have problem, man, fan says your wife ugly and she no give you sex. And I want to demolish man for insulting my honor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hold him here? If I say to you, hold him, motherfucker, here, I come get him after game. You hold this man for me?
No. No, that is not.
No?
That is not. First off, that's not in our job. That's not part of the job of
you
the NBA referee.
You hold this fucker here.
No.
You take him, and I come back.
No.
This way.
No.
We're
lost in translation here.
Yeah, we're going to have them escorted.
What he's saying is he was wondering if someone's giving him a lot of flack, could you two guys hold the person so he can leave the stadium and look normal, but then literally come back and beat the shit out of him?
Fuck him up in the alley, in locker room,
beat him up,
in my car.
No.
Aggressively bludgeon him. Good.
Yeah. Here's what I would say.
I'll cut him from asshole to mouth.
Oh, my
he's
goodness.
He's talking about using some kind of blade to cut his skin.
Right. Yeah, I think that part's not lost.
Jamaican necktie.
I would encourage you, again, to... builds an interpersonal relationship with this hypothetical man that you want to cut from. Your word was, well, you said another word for rectum and then to his mouth, which I think is very severe. I would say, what would that look like if you and this man, you know, maybe had a round of putt-putt golf together and maybe talked about similar interests, you know?
NBA pay for this after?
I think that could be worked out.
We're figuring
with the NBA.
It out.
Absolutely.
We're figuring it out. Yeah. Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Perhaps worked into your stipend, all right? Your per diem that you get.
That's right.
Are you going to talk about, this is Ron again. Are you going to talk about condoms at all? I know that I was looking forward to talking about, I know a lot of rookie symposiums, they emphasize condoms.
No, that's actually, that's going to be in another half hour for the condom symposium with the rookies. This is strictly just refs talking.
Do you have a specific question regarding condoms? Are you just wondering?
Do we have to keep using condoms?
I mean,
like, with
feels better without the condom.
Right.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Better back.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I like you too.
I like the banding together of this group here. I like you guys, even though you're on opposing teams. I'd like you all band together over this issue of whether sex feels better with or without a condom.
Question.
Yeah.
You're building relationship with players like me and Ron and all the guys. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
But sometimes you see things in our locker room or on court. We have maybe cocaine or something, or you see us do something almost illegal. Do you be
drink
cool?
and drive?
Drink and drive. Do you or test for marijuana or so, you piss?
Oh, right.
Do you guys understand snitches get stitches? Okay. Do you understand this?
Yeah. We understand that.
Do you hold our backs? How do you say this? They hold our backs?
He's trying to say is, do you hold his backs?
Right.
Okay. Can we trust them with, you know,
I don't think
they make like friends, but are they friends? Do they have backs? Do they have backs? I don't know.
Trying to say is, do you have backs?
Yeah. Yeah. We understand. We understand. Oh. Yeah.
You understand.
Good. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah. But I should answer your question though. Truthfully, we're referees and we're head of the referee association, and anything that happens on the court, you know, if, for example, you were to pull cocaine out on the court in the middle of a game, I would have to probably call a technical of some sort. You know, we could talk about it. We could figure out exactly.
So you're saying cocaine is a technical foul?
Well, it's a foreign object on the court in which you can't allow.
Is it two shot or one shot? Technical.
That's
a good question.
Two shots. And you get the ball out. After technical, two shots cocaine and the ball. Technical, you get ball possession.
Yeah.
It's a possession fault.
Oh. Yeah. Now, well, not a
this
possession fault.
This seems fair.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, you guys right now, you're teaching us, and we're not too big and high and mighty, even though we are referees.
That's true.
We're not too big and high and mighty to not take a lesson from you guys right now. And I'd like you guys to all remember this right now. As you guys are battling each other in the court, and you're battling the Thunder, and you're battling the Jazz, you're battling the Magic, just remember when you're heated and you're upset with the other team, remember these moments when you came together and applauded allowing cocaine on the court.
That's right.
When you've applauded and come together and said, yes, we do think sex feels better without a condom. Remember, that member of the Magic, that member of the Mavericks, that guy feels just the same way you do. That's something you guys can come together about and maybe, you know, settle your differences without fighting. Understand that you're kind of the same people, you know what I mean?
And cheerleaders are for everybody, right? We can...
No.
Cheerleaders, no. For us.
Mm-mm. No, these all fall.
What? No, yeah, no. That's that has nothing
to... We can touch them.
No.
Play with them.
No. No.
Party with them.
A couple of weeks after the orientation, Dugerton and Naismith invited us to their highly coveted referee development camp, where promising young officials from the world of sports undergo a strict physical and emotional training program, proving that once again, players aren't the only ones who have to get in shape for the upcoming season.
So some people have said that, you know, the way referees call things used to be okay, but nowadays people seem to be more sensitive. How do you make sure the players feel okay with the way calls are made?
Yeah, great question. Hold on one second. Hey, Stan, good job, buddy. Really, really good job. I just wanted to take a moment to compliment you. Sorry, Stan just started camp here.
For the people at home, he just raised his hands up after a field goal.
Yeah. He was struggling with that before, and he nailed it today. And I'm very proud of you, Stan. I'm very proud of you.
Just to paint a picture for the people at home, there's a jugs machine that kind of shoots footballs through the uprights.
Footballs for the NBA referees?
Fuck, man.
We do have that as well.
Yeah.
All right? We do have a referee exchange program here where we bring in referees from other sports, other disciplines, and we bring them here. We've got some referees. We've got some taekwondo referees.
And I see like a table over there of judges just lifting up a 10 or a 9.8 or a 9.6. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah,
we're not here to necessarily just train referees to be referees.
Oh, wow. This is really...
Yeah.
Wow. We're
here to train referees to be better people.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, there's something you can learn from a tennis linesman, okay? Yeah. There's something you can learn from them and something they can learn from us.
Yeah.
So let's bring us all together.
Yeah. That's smart. Yeah. That's very smart.
Now, to answer your question as far as how do we deal with...
The feelings of the players. Feelings.
Well, I'll tell you what. First thing we do, eye contact. All right? Okay. We let you know, hey, I'm looking at you, I'm thinking about you, and I'm feeling you, all right? And you're looking at me, you're thinking about me, and you're feeling me,
For everyone at home, he's staring at me really intensely right now.
There's
just
nowhere to go.
A picture.
Nowhere to go, nowhere you need to be.
It's a little uncomfortable, but I know what you mean. I get your point.
Yeah. All right.
I recognize you.
30 seconds of non-stop eye contact to build rapport. Here we go. And go.
Wow. This is intense. This would never happen during a game, though, right? I mean, you would.
Matt, should I just keep staring? What should I do?
Yeah, hold it. This is an exercise. Yeah, you're feeling a little uncomfortable. You're the player, right?
This is a great question.
He just blew his whistle, and he's looking at you, and I'm assuming you're waiting for the call in this moment.
I'm feeling guilty about what I did.
You would never let it go
like
this long
a
during
mistake.
A game, would you? You would never have a 30-second gaze during a game.
Well, it's for us, it's a moment-to-moment situation type of thing. And for us, it's perhaps if that's what's needed is 30 seconds of uninterrupted eye contact to build rapport.
I've never seen this.
Between an athlete and a referee, then that's what we need to
do. Can I blink now, Matt? Can I blink?
And 30 seconds are up. Good job. Good job.
What was the call?
No contact.
No contact. So no call.
No call. No call.
Wow.
Wait, I just changed his mind.
Wow.
I guess.
And that's what happens sometimes. Sometimes I change your mind. Sometimes you change my mind. What we're doing right now is we're
not a foul.
Not a foul. We're both going through a mini version of the... seven stages of grief.
Yep.
All right.
Wow.
And the initial grief being, you know, a possible foul. All right. And we work through that very quickly. And that connectedness helps us both get to where we need to go. Sometimes it may be a foul. Sometimes it may be no call.
That's right.
But do the networks or the sponsors get on you guys for taking 30 seconds of silence during a game?
Like, oh, absolutely.
They hate
it.
Money
they
in this
hate
market.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They hate it. But you guys still have that liberty to have a 30-second stare down at any time you want.
Well, we're constantly in the process of conversation. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think for us, I'm sorry. Excuse me one second. Stan. Mm-hmm. Hey, Stan.
Yeah.
Don't look directly in the jugs machine, Stan. Remember? Remember what happened before?
Would you quit riding me so hard?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah?
You're right, and I'm sorry. You go ahead and look in that jugs machine.
No, I want to do it the way you want me to do it. I'm trying to learn this.
There you go. Look at that.
That's beautiful, Stan.
Look at that.
That's beautiful.
So I see there's like an archery setup. So what can an NBA referee learn from an archery referee? Like you have your guys training, doing a segment of archery calling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that you know, archery officiating is some of the most rigorous and rigid in the world of sports.
Sure, that's a bullseye. That's not a bullseye. Yeah. Or you've crossed the line.
Yeah.
It's the simplicity of it all. Mm-hmm. All right, sometimes we make basketball a little too complicated, more so than it needs to be.
Absolutely.
All right, sometimes it's just bullseye or no bullseye. So let's just check that out. Sometimes, hey, did the basket go in? Then the basket went in. Let's move on. It's all just, right, let's keep that clock running.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can always take a little something from these other referee disciplines.
Yeah, that's right. But also on another point, if the basket did go in, but you don't think it went in, and you want to talk about it, or you want to have 30 seconds of eye contact, we could do that too. You know, it's all about.
So so what you're saying is the ball goes through the hoop.
Mm-hmm.
The player says it didn't go in.
Right.
And then there's a stare off.
30 seconds of eye contact. Possibly, depending upon maybe they already have the rapport, right? Like, for example, if a referee has a great rapport with, let's say, we'll say Lou Williams for the Los Angeles Clippers. Mm-hmm. Let's say they have a good rapport. Then maybe they don't need to do 30 seconds of
eye contact
uninterrupted. But maybe instead they need to go to one of their more famous or popular handshakes that they've developed. Or maybe they ask each other, hey, how's this one of your kids? They know each other's kids. Or have you seen your favorite film recently? Mm-hmm. Little things to bring humanity back into really.
And this is in the moment after a basket is being contested. Like,
correct, yes.
Let's say, I'll give you a hypothetical. Let's say there's a goaltending call. Say there's a goaltending call.
Or if I just hit Matt like this.
All right, so we'll.
Great.
Don't do that again. I'm going to stick with goaltending.
If I just fouled him.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I'm doing goaltending. You do foul. So I have my hand above the hoop.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And the cylinder is here.
Right.
So I'm saying, I'm Lou Williams. I'm saying that's not goaltending.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say, Lou, how are you doing? How are you feeling? I know last week you were struggling a little bit with, you know, I know your quads were hurting real bad. I know. Your wife at home is a little bit frustrated and
she's starting her own business.
She's starting her own business, yeah. And I understand that. And that's hard. That's hard, right?
Well, some guys do it to get their wives out of their lives. I did it because I really think she's talented.
Yeah. I think she's talented too, Lou. I think she's incredibly talented. So let me ask you this, Lou. Is that getting in the way of what you feel like is happening here on the court? Because
maybe a little bit.
Oh, there it is.
Maybe a little bit.
There it is.
All right. I rescind my anger. I'm sorry I questioned your call.
Hey, no need to apologize, Lou. You're a great guy, and I look forward to the next time we get to spend some time together.
So is that a goaltend or not?
That is no goaltend.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh. No goaltend.
All right, do your fall thing, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I just kept hitting you, and you were getting annoyed.
I'm not annoyed. I just want to follow through on one thought. So I'll follow you, or you follow me?
I just wanted to hit your arm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let's do that.
Okay.
I'm shooting.
Yep.
Great.
And he's going to hit my arm.
Okay, go for it.
Come on, ref. Foul.
Okay.
Foul.
That was all ball.
And now I'm going to ask.
That was all ball.
Cool.
And you're a goddamn liar.
And I'm going to look at both of you right now. I'm going to look at both of you and say, hey, did you guys see The Quiet Place already? Did you guys see the movie The Quiet Place?
I don't like scary movies.
Okay.
Me neither.
I can't handle. My eyes would be closed the whole film.
Yep. Okay. No, I'm with you on that one, right? I'm not a big scary movie fan. Although this is more of a thriller, or it's like an exciting thriller. It's like
What's
a war
the
of the world.
Jump startle is jump startle. Like, I don't want that. Mm.
I had a nightmare last night.
About what?
Just that just a man with a leather glove had his hand around my neck. And I woke up. And then.
Were you choking yourself when you woke up?
Wow. No. My dog was laying his paw just on my chest, not on my neck, but near it.
DeMarcus Cousins, that is terrifying. That is a scary.
Thank you for understanding.
Scary thing to have a nightmare about.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to you. And if you need to talk to somebody or you need anything, I'm right here, bud.
And I bet you didn't like that hand on your throat. I bet you didn't like that. And I'll tell you right now, Matt here didn't like that hand on his body.
No.
Well, so that's why I put it on the ball.
You impeded my. That's their decision.
Their hand was also, Matt's hand was also on the ball, DeMarcus, so we're going to have to call you for a foul on that one. Yeah. But you can understand why, given that dream that
you
had.
But his hand is part of the ball. If I hit, his hand's part of the ball.
DeMarcus, is this about the hand or the
ball?
They
just listened to your dream, DeMarcus.
Yeah. And then called a foul.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes, for some players, it takes them a little bit longer to come around to the process, but that's okay.
Yeah, your Achilles injury. It takes a little bit longer sometimes for the body to heal, but you've come around, and look at you now. You're running around, jumping up and down, having a good time.
We've never given up on a player before.
Never.
Never.
I mean,
how did you guys meet?
We're twins.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to ask if they were twins,
not
Matt, but
identical.
I don't trust myself.
You're not identical. No. Or are you?
No, we actually also have the different last names. Mm-hmm.
We both originally had the same last name,
but
then we married and took our wives' last names.
That's right.
Oh, so you're Naismith. That's you married a Naismith.
I married a Naismith.
And I married Dungerton.
Sorry, Dungerton.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Duckworth, former great Portland Trailblazer.
Great Portland Trailblazer.
Wonderful man. Wonderful man.
He was a 10.
Unfortunately, the world of refereeing isn't without its perils. With just 4 weeks left until the NBA season, Dugerton received some heartbreaking news from his doctors. If he ever wanted to officiate another game in the NBA, he would need a kidney transplant. So Scott and I visited the Eden Medical Center to sit beside Dugerton as he awaited a kidney transplant from his twin brother, James.
Wow. You're all shaved and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Scott and I wanted to give you a UCB Sports and Leisure gift bag with a bunch of body soaps and fruit basket for when you're in recuperation.
Oh, thanks.
We really bonded with you guys.
Squirt bottle in there.
Yeah, there's a reusable water bottle as
10th
well.
10th Avenue Tea.
Yeah. Wow. And there's a $25 Chipotle gift card. I don't know what you can eat after kidney replacement surgery.
Hey, those gift cards last for a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's good. Well, no, not for forever.
Not forever.
Not forever.
Yeah.
But that's sweet. The brothers are together again, and this is... You're going to be donating the kidney. You're James, a match. Right. You are, in fact, a match, right?
Yeah. Well, we're twins.
Not surprised,
of course,
right?
And yeah, hey, we have identical DNA. And you know,
my brother.
My brother.
And Matt, if I ever was going to give someone a kidney, I'd give it to you.
Thank you, Scott. I would give you a kidney too
if we were a match.
Orderly, don't wheel me in yet. They're just trying to figure this out.
Can you give us five? Is that okay? Five, yeah, Doc. Sure. Thank you, Doc. Is that the doctor?
Yeah, that's a doctor. He's just waiting.
Nice to meet you.
We should probably let them do the surgery. We can leave.
I'm sorry. No.
Have they started
please,
IV drip?
Stay as long as you like. We can delay the surgery.
I guess you can put the IV in if you need to, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not the doctor.
So you're talking to me? You want me to put it in?
No, don't. Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry. Misunderstood. That'd be,
terrible.
Yeah, no, please.
I'll put this. Where do I set this?
Don't. What is that?
It's just the end of the tube.
Don't.
The needle.
They shouldn't have that dangling. Could you sterilize
that? Was my catheter.
Once I pick it up, I don't know.
I think you just pulled my catheter out.
Oh, you're on a catheter.
I'm on a catheter. We're both on catheters.
Didn't hurt? That didn't hurt?
Yeah. Well, I have a very numb.
All right, hold on.
They've already numbed your penis?
Yeah, I have a very. Okay. I already have a pretty numb penis, but then they numb
it. Oh, you don't have a lot of sensitivity?
He's not even feeling this. He's definitely numb.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, and you should be. Do you feel that at all?
No, not at all.
You should be.
Scott, what are you doing? Wow. That's
just putting it back.
Yeah. Can you get your hand off those dials as well? Would you mind taking your hand off those dials?
It's how hard it is to put a catheter in and use it and move the dials at the same time? Well, you just saw someone do it. Nailed it.
Two turntables and a microphone. This guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just
want to. All right, now take a. If you want, do you want to pee a little bit just to check, see if it works?
Yeah, sure.
He's kind of numb. He won't know. I guess we can look at the tube.
Yeah.
This is gross.
Whoa, sprung a leak. It looks like did go all the way
in
there.
That's why you shouldn't have done it, Scott.
All right, I'm not
sorry
anymore.
Okay, well,
can we get a nurse? There's like pee on the floor.
Hey, I just want to say, James, I know I'm going to probably go under soon, and I want to say this before I get a little loopy from the anesthesia and whatnot. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for this.
Gosh.
Aww, I mean, a life-saving gift is what it is, and I can't.
Listen, I'm sorry. I gotta stop you. Dave, I don't know that I can do this. All right, I don't. I'm afraid you're gonna waste it. You see,
what do you mean? Is he a drug abuser or something?
No,
he's a horrible drug abuser.
What? Come on,
Dave. Dave,
what is?
Dave is, I mean, first of all, he's an alcoholic.
Okay. Are you currently sober? Let's start with that. This is, we got to figure this out quick. Give us two more minutes.
Dave, are you currently sober? When's the last
time
you were sober?
Come on, let's just be real right now. Scott, 30 seconds of eye contact, everyone.
Okay. I've seen
this
guy. All right, 30 seconds.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Hold on, am I
staring
at you,
Matt? Just like
you
did in rookie camp. Share the eyes. We'll make a circle. We'll get a,
okay.
You know what? I'm going to straddle you. I'm going to get on the hospital bed. I'm going to stare right above you.
Okay.
I'm straddling you, and I'm staring into your eyes.
Yeah. Ow.
You get over James, and you stare into him on his bed.
I have to get up on here?
Oh. Do it.
Okay.
Stare.
All right.
Why are you in reverse cowgirl? Turn around. I can't see your eyes.
Are you currently abusing any substances, Dave?
Yeah, I had a three Wiseman before I came in here.
It's a three Wiseman.
It's a shot of Jose. It's a shot of Jack, and it's a shot of Jim Beam. The three Wiseman.
Oh, God, look at those bottles that just rolled out on the floor.
Yeah.
Don't you realize that he is giving half of his life to you?
Right, I know.
And you don't have the strength to stop abusing your kidneys?
It's hard. It's hard. All right? It's got a grip on me. All okay. right?
I think I would do it for a surgery.
Let's hash this out. What can we do, Scott? Here, I'm going to straddle James. You straddle Dave.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Hold
on.
Ow!
Reverse cowgirl. Looking at you over my shoulder.
I'm gonna kneel. Okay. I'm right over your waist. I'm kneeling over your waist right now. I'm looking into your eyes.
Will you stop drinking? Will you stop drinking?
Yes. Yes, I'll stop drinking.
He said he'll stop drinking. He's now, given his word to your brother.
Wait, look at him. He's reaching for one of those bottles in a glass. Stop it, Dave. Stop reaching for it.
Here's a metaphor.
It's a bottle of Rumplemintz.
Imagine that you had your hand up above the cylinder and you tipped the ball.
Right.
And he's saying it's not goaltending and you're saying it's goaltending. And Scott and I are the referees in this scenario. So his alcoholism is goaltending, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
You know how you guys conflict resolve on the court?
Yeah.
This is exactly that moment.
Okay,
all right,
I got
switch
it.
Switch beds.
All right. Ow.
One more time.
Ow.
All right, I'm going to get on top of you,
Can I
Matt?
Step on your wrist?
Yes.
Oh, you want to get a piggyback?
Yes.
All right, we're piggybacking over you, Dave.
Look up. You see me looking down on you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay.
My catheter's back out.
Who is that third guy? Is that the Russian Nikolai? Is that the Russian basketball player? What is he doing here?
I felt very bad for you. Your kidneys, a piece everywhere. Disgusting. This is like Russian hospital. I want to give you cash in case you need cash on the way out of your recovery.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry where it came from.
Where did you?
That's $100,000.
Don't take it. There's going to be a lot of strings, I think.
Kidneys are not cheap. And brother, if he did not give, this would buy.
I'm not going to buy a kidney on the black market.
Then don't. Then don't, goddammit. Fuck you and my generosity.
I
take back.
No, keep it. Leave it. Please.
Listen, Dave, Matt is right.
What?
We should do with each other what we do with our players on the court. And maybe we should... Well, let's talk again about The Quiet Place. Have you seen The Quiet Place?
Yeah. I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. No, it's hard to tie up an ending on those types of movies, and it's that part can be difficult. And you know, it's a thriller. Like, how do you end something like that? But I thought
similar
they did
to podcasting,
satisfying throughout and enough
satisfying
thrilling moments.
Thrilling moments. I thought it all kind of came together. And
Blunt
I thought,
did her job, Emily.
I'd argue that she carried the movie. She was dynamite. But John was no slouch either,
and directing too. Wearing two
hats.
He did
two things, and he co-wrote it. Well, and he's one of the producers.
Well, producer, if he's already writing it, I mean, he's basically helping produce it if he's acting and writing it. You
Nikolai,
know what I mean?
Is that what you feel? Is that how you feel?
Oh, definitely. If you're going to do those... What's that?
What the hell is going on in this room?
Oh, sorry, doctor.
Well, who is that Russian guy? Who is this?
I play for the Washingtons.
For surgery.
He's a rookie.
I pulled out the catheter. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Idea.
We're talking about Quiet Place.
We talked about The Quiet Place. I've seen the humanity in Dave, and Dave, I'm ready to give you my kidney.
He believes, he's offering hope.
I'll take it, I'll stop drinking, I promise.
I believe it, Dave.
I think they're ready.
Thanks for listening to another UCB Sports and Leisure. Huge thanks to this week's wonderful guests, Dave Tooney and James Mastriani. And this is a bittersweet farewell to our incredible producer of 3 years, Mr. Cody Ziegler. Cody, wherever you are out there, we wish you well and all the best, my friend. And of course, a shout out to our strikingly new handsome producer, Anosh McAdam. Now you guys can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.